Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Today we are in Psalm 80 of the CSB, the Christian Standard Bible. It is, the heading on it is A Prayer for Restoration. So this is a psalm or a testimony of Asaph, and I pray that it's a blessing to you. So this is what it says. Listen, shepherd of Israel, who leads Joseph like a flock. You who sit enthroned between the cherubim, shine on Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Rally your power and come to save us. Restore us, God. Make your face shine on us so that we may be saved. Lord God of armies, how long will you be angry with your people's prayers? You fed them the bread of tears and gave them a full measure of tears to drink. You put us at odds with our neighbors. Our enemies mock us. Restore us, God of armies. Make your face shine on us so that we may be saved. You dug up a vine from Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it. You cleared a place for it. It took root and filled the land. The mountains were covered by its shade and the mighty cedars with its branches. It sent sprouts toward the sea and shoots toward the river. Why have you broken down its walls so that all who pass by pick at its fruit? Boars from the forest tear at it, and creatures of the field feed on it. Return, God of armies, look down from heaven and see. Take care of this vine, the root your right hand planted, the son that you made strong for yourself. It was cut down and burned. They perish at the rebuke of your countenance. Let your hand be with the man at your right hand, with the Son of Man you have made strong for yourself. Then we will not turn away from you. Revive us, and we will call on your name. Restore us, Lord, God of armies. Make your face shine on us so that we may be saved. Mind if I pray for you? Oh Lord, this is a beautiful psalm, and it's a song of anguish of what has happened. And Lord, I know that there are people, friends listening today, who are in that bewildered place of abandonment. They feel that wilderness place. They feel like you have left them, Lord, and they're walking through a valley of the shadow of death, and they have had people harm them, and they have had circumstances, maybe even in church, that have bewildered them, and they're thinking, how long, Lord, how long? When will you restore us? When will you rescue me? And Lord, so I pray right now, I pray in your name, I pray in your power, I pray this week would be a turnaround week for my friend, that you would restore their fortunes, just as you restored Job after such a long testing. I pray for restoration for those who have walked through long, long wildernesses and deserts. Lord, you are capable of doing that. And so I rest in that capability, not in my ability to change my circumstances, but in your capability of turning the world on its axis, your capability of providing rain when it's necessary, your capability of taking care of the birds of the air when I don't even know, of course, how many there are at any given time, but you take care of them all. You are capable, and Lord, we place our broken dreams, our wilderness experiences, our heartaches, our pains especially from other Christ followers, and we place them in your capable hands. We are incapable of sifting through all this, Lord. We're incapable of making sense of it. We're incapable of changing it from bad to good. Only you can do that. So we place all these things into your capable hands. I also thank you for the reference to the Son of Man in this verse, because it hints at Jesus coming again, or at least the first time. It says, let your hand be with a man at your right hand, with the Son of Man. You have made him strong for yourself. Lord, that is who you sent. You sent the Son. God the Father sent the Son, who called himself the Son of Man, to rescue mankind. He was 100% God, 100% man in the hypostatic union, and it was such a beautiful offering of sacrifice on our behalf. And if we are afraid right now, or we feel like we're unloved, all we need to do right now is to look at your cross and see the sacrifice that was made on our behalf. So Lord, help us to rest our hearts there and to find security in the fact that we are loved and we are sacrificed for. and let that inform the way we love and sacrifice for others today. Give us the strength we need to love the people in our lives, especially the ones that are difficult. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Again, I want to highlight the prayer episode. Go to marydemuth.com/pray and you can record your prayer request up to 5 minutes, and I will pray for you on the first Sunday of the month, because it is a delight and a privilege to pray for you every single day.